located on the property as described as follows. East County Parcel 16-13, 12-22-00-00-0065, Southeast 73rd Street, Port Town, Florida. You got three different oppositions to be rescinded.
Table it. Got a motion to table it?
Second.
In a second. Mr. Mark made the motion and Mr. WC made the second. Okay. All in favor?
Just give me the information and see what's going on with it.
Okay. Thank you. Petition by TCD Management Incorporated located on the property described as follows. It's County Parcel 16-13-12-29-27-00-00-01-60-91 Southeast 65 Avenue, Old Town, Florida, to request a variance for a 24-48 car lawn for an RV by petition dated 45-22, which is located within section 0.37 PSA, subparagraph 1 of the Dixon County Land Development Commission, what is read 12.3.
Any opposition? Anyone here opposing? Anyone on the phone? I have heard any.
Also, so a motion to approve.
A motion for Mr. Hatch, second Mr. Mills, all in favor.
Aye. Petition by Warren Durr, located on the property described as follows. It's County Parcel 01-10-45-12-00-00-35-037 Northeast, 237 Avenue, Old Town, Florida, 5620, to request a variance for 40-60 colon for an RV by petition dated 4-05-2022, which is located within section 4.7, subparagraph 1, Dixie County Land Development Regulations, in accordance with section 12.3, Commission District 2.
Got any opposition? Any on the phone?
No, sir.
Any in the audience? Motion to approve.
A motion WC to approve.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hatch. All in favor?
A petition by Kenny Corbett, located on the property described as follows. Dixie County Parcel Number 19-13-12-29-94-00-03-38-00-115 Southeast 94 Avenue, Old Town, Florida, 326-20, to request a variance for the reduction of the side setbacks from 10 to 5 foot along the east side of the property line, construction of an addition to the house by a petition dated 4-13-2022, which is located within section 4.7.7 RSF, Old Home Subparagraph 2 of the Dixon County Land Development Regulations, in accordance with section 12.7 variance procedures. He's got an addition to his house he's wanting to build, and it matches the existing house right there. Nothing on file for that. It's
optional. Any opposition? Anyone here opposing? Anyone on the phone? Motion to approve.
Got a motion, Mr. Hatch, to approve.
Second.
Second, Mr. Mills. All in favor?
Petition by Brian R-O-C-H-O-W-I-T-C, located on the property described as follows. Dixie County Parcel 17-08-14-88-88-00-03-00-40-1551 Northeast 9th Street, Old Town, Florida, 32680, to request a variance for a 20-by-46 open call for an RV, petition dated 4-8-2022, which is located in section 4.3.7 ESA, subparagraph of Dixie County Land Development Regulations, in accordance with 12.3.
Any opposition?
Anyone here oppose it? Anyone
on the phone? I got some questions, though. Is this ag property or residential? Or for this RV exception? Is this just for, is this property an RV exception property?
For a 20 by 46 open carport pole barn.
I got the carport up for it, but what is on the property other than the carport they're fixing to move?
Covering RV.
On the RV exception, don't it say we can't have nothing but a 10 by 10 structure?
That's why it's applying for a variance.
All right, on the LDR, don't it say something about if you don't have a permanent structure, you can't construct? Is that going to bite us legally down the road?
Why are you doing this?
I understand that, but I mean, it's...
He's applying for a variance. You ask for permission to build this in lieu of having a structure there.
I thought you had to be have a permanent residence where that law was written to apply for the variance is what I'm asking. But anyway, I may be wrong, but I just was trying to clarify that on how that is worded in that stuff. So I thought you had to have the permanent structure to apply for the variance for the program.
Anyway, we don't got no opposition. I'm going to make a motion to approve, but I would like to... Let's do some research on that and see if
we
could be doing something that we shouldn't be doing.
We got a motion, Ms. Dixon, to approve.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hatch. All in favor?
Aye. So, to clarify, what? Because this is a variance application.
Right.
For a variance.
For the pole barn, the variance, you're supposed to, I think you have to have a permanent structure to apply for the variance.
So would you like me to stop processing?
Well, if it's going to wind us up in a lawsuit, then cost the county money. I'm just trying to figure out where we're at. I mean,
so,
I don't want to cause this county any inconvenience.
The variance is asking for something outside of the norm.
What I'm getting at, if we get into a hurricane situation and the FEMA comes in here and you've got these pole barns that's laid apart and these RVs, and they come in here and say they're not going to give us any relief money because technically you're not supposed to do that. That's what I'm asking about.
That's not a
I'm just asking the question to try to cover for the people. I mean, we put some deep in high-dense areas. Maybe they ain't going to cover his pole barn when his pole barn blows apart and blows into the next man's house over there. We have an issue.
I'm
just trying to... I ain't saying we are, but I know I've read somewhere in there some of that stipulates that, and I just... Thank you.
Martin, I got something, Leon. You feel lost? You don't know the directive?
Direction is are we legally, is that going to come back to haunt us in the long run? That's what my question is, what we're doing.
Over the land board, grant variances for the site of activity outside of the five for his appearance. Done all his paperwork like he was supposed to. It's up to you to approve or deny the job.
Yeah.
If I may, Mr. Stevenson, do you have an art firm that's the one in
particular? I have no art firm with none of them. We passed a lot of these. We got a lot. We got a lot of RVs all over the whole county that's got shelters built over them. And probably 65% now, if you go back, has got additions built onto the RVs
under the shelter.
And then, you know, FEMA, I remember when my dad was on the board, they got in the thing, they came in here and they had to put culverts in certain roads. And they come in here and said they wasn't going to give us no more flood money until they did certain steps. But if we get into another situation like that and we've done stuff not totally correctly and we have a bad storm, they could pull funding out from under the county because we didn't do our due diligence. That's,
I'm just asking the question. I ain't got no beef with nobody. I want everybody to have one, but I don't want to call the citizens a problem in the long haul.
If I may, I'll ask you, are you expressing them wanting to?
All I want him to do is research that. Let's look into it.
Or are you asking him to do it for all of them that occur in this county, not just the one that you're voting on now?
Well, if he researches if it's a legal law or not, then it will pertain to them as they come up.
So that's what you're asking?
Yes, sir. To see what's legal and not what's not. What could bind us? Sir?
Yeah, we'll get Mr. Mike.
and he
is on his way. His dad's in the hospital, says he's. But he's on his way.
And I don't want to call nobody no heartburn. It's just been on my mind.
We'll get Mr. Mike to research that and go from there.
It's always been my understanding for my nearly 8 years that the special exception.
So the special exception is out in section 2, principle.
And just to clarify what Jody said about the extracurricular building, we didn't approve that. You know, we approved the structure. And the only reason it comes to us was because it wasn't in our current LDR. So we're setting those.
Man,
if
it's approved for a 20 by 46 open
pole barn,
and he goes out and closes it, it's in violation. That's him. It is the personal burden to be responsible for, because our records are always in place. This is what we permitted. This is
what I understand that completely. My question is not on building owners, that is on the pole barn.
Over RV in general on insurance and liability issues. If you're on ag, you can put one up anywhere and there's nothing. You don't even have to apply.
But in residential subdivision,
well, if it's not off ag use, then ag. Got a situation doing that where converted to a house.
Another one in my district up there. I'm aware of that situation.
Okay. Okay, that's
nice. There's no way that's a ag building, but.
I know we've already lined up the witness for this. He's a witness for the state report. He's got extreme confrontation. There's a good reason. Not ag.
I got something to lay on. Last board meeting, we approved a zero lot setback in 20. And the way I looked at that thing, and I hope the way the board voted on it was, when we go to a zero setback, I think we need to look at our, and Leon and I talked about this a little bit, we go to a zero setback, I think we need to identify through a survey with property lines. Do you agree or disagree?
Oh, I agree. We had a public records request on that meeting. We had two different inquiries about that. There's some deep conflict right there between the neighbors. Yeah, and Ann doesn't have an updated survey for one updated survey, and I'm pretty sure that
Yeah, and so honestly, I'd like to see us go to the, I know it's probably something Michael's going to have to craft up and him and Leon craft up with, when we go to a zero setback, that we do require a boundary line survey. The other thing is on this one, on this particular one, he was actually over the property line in the front west, southwest corner, and the south corner of his current building. And the way he was wanting to do it was actually go to a zero on the southwest corner and then start going east with it, gaining off of the property line. And if that changes and he goes back this way and runs a zero line all the way down, I'm not for that. But he is going to block in the neighbor a lot more than what he is now. So I'll ask Leon to research that a little bit and also research the zero setback for boundary line identification on the survey.
So Mr. Outlaw is aware that there was conflict on this, and he did the appeal.
Yeah, I would like for it to stay that way until we get this resolved, and if it needs to come back up, I'm okay with rescinding that if that's what needs to happen. If we approve something, I think that's what we approve. But legally, if we go there and we say a zero setback, that's zero all the way down the line.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't like the idea of stuff changing after it leaves here after we approve it. That's just my opinion, so I would ask Leon to look at that before issuing any permits on that, because that might come back to us.
That's right. Leon, when y'all do a zero setback, is that to the wall structure?
Well, to the overhang.
To the overhang?
Mm-hmm. And don't get me wrong, there's a whole bunch of things that we've done to the owners about the two property lines there.
So if you do a zero setback to the wall, then generally the roof, the water is going to fill off on their property.
Right.
And you do it on the roof line, and the water is going to be dumping right on the line.
So you're going to have water issues also.
That's my truth. My truth.
That's not good.
Yeah. All right.
Need a motion to go back to the board. Got a motion, Mr. Mills. Second from Mr. Hatch. All in favor.
Okay, the first one we tabled, the Resolution 2022-71.
Motion. Motion, Mr. Hatch.
Second.
Second, Mr. Valentine. All in favor?
Aye.
Resolution 2022-72, Warren Barrow.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Hatch.
Second.
Second, Mr. Valentine. All in favor?
Aye.
Resolution 2022-73, Ken Corbett.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Stevenson. Second, Mr. Mills. All in favor?
Resolution 2022-74, Brian Rose Fields,
WWI. Motion. Motion, Mr. Stevenson. Second, Mr. Mills. All in favor? Thank you, sir. Ms. Robin Rouse, Roadside Cleanup. Ms. Robin? Ms. Robin here?
I haven't seen
her
this morning, Mr. Jim.
Okay. Mr. Andrews is not here.
He will be here for the night meeting.
Night meeting, okay. Mr. Strickland, Swanee Water and Sewer.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for allowing me to address this county Board of County Commissioners. There have been two applications for the general manager's position to this day, but I understand we may have one. That's going to be decided. Not verified that yet, but looks like that's going to be a probability. We're ready to add to advertise the three newspapers, which is Gainesville, Cross City, and Chiefland. We'll also advertise the Florida Rural Water Association and the Trade Magazine. In addition, we also place the position online search engines with Indeed and ZipRecruiter. Take Todd Bonsworth. Satisfactory completed his water distribution class last month at the Gainesville. He will now make an application test for the next state exam. Upon his successful completion of the exam, he will be able to now tap the well mains, replace and install water meters without the oversight of the lead operator. This right here is going to be a tremendous cost savings to us. We have 933 accounts with the loss of three accounts due to permanent disconnect. We have two requests for reconnect, and we have 8 new installs taken. Lots of paperwork gets done through the county and through the one board. This is a net gain of about 7 counts. 20 is growing. It's a good place to call home. We now have 31 E1 grinder pumps and 12 canisters in inventory. We're adding an area to be utilized as a repair station so that we can salvage old parts, pump parts, and rebuild pumps instead of having to continually buy new grinder pumps. This has been overlooked in the past, and it could be a significant cost savings for the district. On a sad note, grinder pumps and canisters have increased as much as 22% in the last month. I was able to negotiate with WASCOM to hold our last purchase price to only have 14% increase. So we can be prepared for future increases. At our next board meeting, I will request a 22% increase and all new installs to offset the cost of the pumps and canisters and backup pump for the next station. We currently do not have a backup pump. We have one that's being rebuilt, but old ones are sometimes hard to get parts for. Without a backup pump, the ability to process more wastewater could be compromised with increased usage during holidays, high water tides, and high usage during the season. We did not have a regular board meeting in April due to the inability of the chairman to attend the funeral. Matt Fryerson, League Operator, reports that all that reports have been reported to other normal regional deficiencies. This concludes my report. Got any questions off the draft? Thank you.
Thank you, Kyle, for what y'all doing.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
On the rebuild pumps, I know y'all got, one time y'all had a ton of them sitting down there. And a lot of them are just very minor things that's wrong with those pumps.
Yes, sir.
Have y'all assessed those?
That's good for you. Skills that need to be checked. Yes. A lot of stuff down there, you see the old 110s, we no longer use them. So those are just for out.
Right.
So
them dudes is real expensive. And the rebuild kits ain't too terribly bad.
The last grinder pumps before the increase was $1,550, and now it's only $1,950. I think we get one pump, it's a little over $1,700. But what we got planned right now, the people that's already paid for installs is okay, but if we have future installs, or I can ask the board for an increase, then we're going to be about $1,170 per install.
Mm. Another thing I'd like for y'all to look at or on y'all's capacity of y'all's sewage, how much more could y'all handle capacity-wise?
Old Town. The amount of people that's in Old Town.
I got the exact number, but I've
got plenty.
The mileage is overbuilt.
No.
Way overbuilt.
Well, the reason I'm bringing that up, as I'm in the septic business, there's only like 5 land spread sites in the state left operating. The EP is putting more and more stringent regulations and so on and so forth. There are going to be a lot of companies already hunting places to carry their waste to pay X amount of dollars a gallon to offload. They're cutting a lot of the plant safe places right now that they won't even hardly be able to dump any on their property, carry them through a year. So that's going to be coming a big deal. If y'all had set up something, they would be bringing whatever if it.
Y'all can make a profit off of treating it
and putting it out if you've got the capacity. Because right now they're talking about having to haul to Georgia. They're over in Gainesville now. They're over $675 a pump out. They haven't hauled it back to Crystal River, Stay Able, different ones that's tied into sewer facilities. So that's going to become a big thing in this area.
That would probably something that we probably need to address with Matt Price.
TJ, need to look at your financing on that sewer system to make sure that you're not going to violate any rules with
I know according to the audit, you know, I'm only in my second month, so I'm on a learning curve here. I know it's water in, water out.
Yes, sir.
So, I know auditing is going to be looking at our usages, and they allow a certain percentage of discrepancies. But once we go across that, and from my understanding, the last 2 years, we have not been at the normal. You know, generating too much water and not getting paid for it.
Well, when your wells and stuff is not sealed, anytime you have a tidal flood or a rainstorm, you're going to get an influx of water coming to your trap that you're going to have to handle that you shouldn't be getting.
Yes,
sir. So just something for y'all to look at would be a moneymaker, but it's going to cost y'all also because the septic is high-strength waste where that water coming from the homes is diluted because it's not been set there and the water drained off of it and just the stuff staying in the tank.
Well, I'm hoping for anything we can get some grant money to help us with that. And I had talked to my pastor about helping us with grant money, and I'll be approaching the board on the 16th about what he's capable of doing or his limitations and what his things will be.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
I got a question.
Yes, sir.
And I've asked several people over the last 10 years. There was a little piece of property in Swanee for sale. I was thinking about buying it.
Okay. Talking about the old water plant?
No.
Okay.
Anyway, the water had been turned off. And they wanted $5,000 to turn the water back on. I've not yet got an answer that I understand why it cost $5,000 to turn the water valve back on. I want somebody to tell me.
Okay, I can tell you that. For a disconnect, because he just said you had two disconnects, right?
Three
disconnects.
Three permanent disconnects.
Well, the reason that reconnect is so high is you're limited to about 970 customers down there, basically 980 customers, and it's cheaper to charge them $80 a month, and it's cheaper for you to pay $80 a month. Then if you own a place down there, we're not going to be there but 8 months out of the year, so we'll turn it off for 4 months. So that's why the reconnect is so high, is to where they don't lose their cash flow.
To keep you from turning it.
Right.
But now, why does a new client have to pay that $5,000?
It's just like an impact fee on a piece of property. It's the same thing. It's same deal.
That don't make it make sense.
That don't make sense, but that's the way
it is. Someone else is going to buy a piece of property that has to pay $5,000 because it's the rule. Mm. Well,
that's the rule.
Anyway, don't make sense to me.
The norm as it stands right now is 46.97.10. That includes your water and your grinder pump, the canister.
Well, I was quoted 5,000 two different times. But still, to go there and take your little wrench and turn the valve on, $5,000.
Why would?
You guys look
at it. They've already got the grinding station on it.
Everything's on it.
Grinder too?
Everything's on it. All it needs is turning on. But it's sit there, I know, for over 2 years without y'all drawing any money on it. Or the company.
It's probably got locked out.
Anyway. Why wouldn't you think, well, my God, let's charge them $500 and turn this thing back on where we can go to getting paid. And that's why we sell properties that are dormant where we can get them back on the tax roll, but we don't charge them extra $5,000 to buy it.
No, but when a person buys that, they're charging. The person buys the tax fee from y'all, but then that's it.
That's my opinion on that. It's still not good. Nobody should have to pay $5,000 to turn water on. It don't have to be plumbed or anything. Now, that is...
If I may, even if you have one where the sewer and water is off, you don't need the sewer. Just need a little water to clean up. Can't do it.
Anyway, I see it's the rule.
Well, I know that I have a place down there we're fixing to put a modular line. and Mr. Stevenson will be doing the work through C&G Homes.
My son will be doing it.
Well, Stephen,
I'm trying to back off.
But anyway, I've been paying 8605, and it's been a year. I have the grinder pump and canister removed, and I'll pay an assessment to have that reinstalled.
The reason we got all these crazy rules is the people we got in the world today, WC, if you give you the turn yours back on for free, then them ones that's only going to be here a few months out of here, they want to shut them all. They're going to transfer the property to the...
turning that on for free.
I
don't... $5,000 is outrageous.
The ones that they're trying to keep online to keep the plant running pay a monthly fees. If you didn't have a large number for them to turn it back on, they would transfer the names back and forth on the properties that they're changing hands, but they would just have to pay the minimum. And then they would be out their revenue to keep the plant operating.
That's what it used to be years ago.
Well, I know that place sat for over 2 years for no revenue, and it still ain't got none. So,
well, on a,
they collected a $500 turn-on fee 2 years ago, he'd be way ahead of the game.
And Chief, when you remember where the Rose's restaurant used to be right there by Billiards?
I don't know nothing about you, and I don't care to hear about
you. Same way in this county,
I just asked
the same
question, and I don't need you to answer it for me.
Okay. We got one question right here, then we're going to move on.
Yes, sir. What's the time and date of your next meeting, please? 16 this month. At what time? 6 o'clock. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Strickland.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ms. Danielle Perdue, TDC.
Good morning. I'm Kay McAllister. I'm chairman of the Dixie County Tourism Development. And it is my pleasure to introduce to you our new Dixie County Tourism Director, Danny Perdue. Danny was raised in Dixie County. He's had job history in marketing. He is also very experienced in social media, which is an important part of today's tourism marketing and something I know very little about. So I'm extremely pleased to have her on board with us. So,
Amy. Good morning. I'm excited and honored to join TDC as a new director. I wanted to thank everyone for their warm welcome. And I wanted to thank the county manager's office and county commissioners for their assistance in helping me transition into this position. Especially the hard work of Ms. Kay McAllister, Arthur McCaskill, and Holly Boyton has been instrumental in providing all the resources and information needed to begin this mission. Most of all, I'd like to thank everyone for the opportunity to promote Dixie County as an amazing ecotourism destination. Tourism industry in Dixie County plays an important role in our local economy. These tax dollars are paid by visitors coming here to enjoy our preciously preserved land. We in turn take these funds to further protect and preserve what's ours. We live in the Sunshine State, a state that is best known for theme parks and white sandy beaches. You're going to shine a light on real for us, so the truly preserved beauty of our county. One of my earliest objectives is local businesses that are related to tourism. We'll take that opportunity to establish their needs while providing additional information and resources that we have available for them. It includes places to eat, things to do, places to stay, and events.
And if I may, we have a couple of quick announcements. First, our June meeting, we usually meet every other, first Tuesday of every other month. Our next meeting will be in June, but because of fall season, and so many of our board members are tourism owners, RV owners, we usually do not have that meeting in June. So we're canceling that meeting, so I wanted to let you all know. The next meeting would be August 1st, Tuesday of August. And secondly, on the original Florida board, we have our two board members, Ryan and Russ, who are official members. So we also have a position available for the alternate, and that alternate is can vote and placed one of the board members if they're not at the meeting. And so I would like to ask the board if you all would appoint Fanny Perdue to that position as the alternate for the original Florida board.
Make a motion.
Second.
We've got a motion, Mr. Hatch. Second, Mr. Mills. All in favor?
Aye. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Gregg.
Good morning. Just some information for the board back to the water and sewer. DEP has a large sum of money for water projects. So if you have any that you can be interested in, from the help prepare applications for that. Basically, we got a call from DEP about 2 weeks ago. Like you said, they had something there. And it's worthy of that as much as anybody else.
Only the residuals from Swanee, where are they carrying those to dispose of those?
I haven't dealt much with Swanee. What I've done down there, we did a few years ago, but we helped them rebuild that wastewater plant. But I'm not familiar with all their operational aspects. I'm not sure where they carry them.
Well, that might be something we need to look into. I don't think there's nowhere in the county license to do that. It's having to go outside to be disposed of. That's going to be becoming a big number factor in the future.
Plant does have quite a bit of capacity from what I remember. I will tell you that septic place is higher strength than what they normally get in, so they got to balance that out. So, had enough other flows, you can take some of those, but you can't. You have to be careful about overloading. Some of the ways to say about a septic, a wastewater treatment plant, they're in the business of growing bugs. You can kill the bugs and kill them. All right. I'm sure everybody noticed the courthouse renovations are underway. So work has started there. The parking lot, we're still trying to work with the contractor on that. What day is the latest news that I've got? It's along the lines of everything else you've heard this morning about cost increases and all that. But right now we've got a shortage of liquid asphalt. Asphalt production is going to be impacted, at least in the short term, it seems like. So, maybe affecting the contractor on that. I do know they pulled off some DOT projects because of that. Again, maintain production directly. Venue zone. Northeast 362nd, 364th, we're still waiting on DOT. One of their engineers did leave that position. I'm not sure if that's going to speed things up or slow it down, but we'll be in touch with them trying to keep that moving along. Mr. Darabi sent us plan on County Road 340, so we're reviewing that for constructability and that. If he gets that to us, just to take a look at it. Doing that as well. Stockade Road, the road inside Public Works, collecting data and reviewing that information. I believe that's all I have for you. All right, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Gregg. Lockyer and Associates.
I don't have any issues sharing my share before.
That's right. Yeah, thank you. Yes. Thank you. Ms. Cindy.
I gave each of you the cards that were presented to you for your Three Rivers had been printed for us. We'll have them printed and then we'll play this for two.
Thank you, Ms. Cindy. Mr. Freeman.
I think so.
Yeah.
Trainings.
Road Department. You ain't got nothing okay. Mr. Chauncey, Mosquito Man.
Just remember on that, you know, that it's important that the public is aware that they got to call that 1303 to get the data in so we can submit to the state. So we can do the landing rates and get into your area to spray mosquitoes. And if residents want to be to allow the mosquito trucks onto the property, they have to denote that on the voicemail as well. We have to know the address and allowing them to be in there.
Yeah. Y'all understand that? If you want a mosquito truck come in your yard, call 498-1303. Mm-hmm. Listen to the answer all the questions on it, and then they'll get it done for y'all. Mr. Latson, he's still out.
And working, and his wife is back on a ventilator. They on that. So be in prayer for him and his family.
Mr. Leon.
Leon, I got one other question that pertains to what we were discussing a while ago that I was trying to get to for. Got where it got, but anyway. Most residents don't realize if you leave your power off more than 6 months on the meter, you have to come in full compliance with all codes and regulations. Thought it was 6 months.
They moved it 12.
One time it was 6 months. Well, there was several places that got hurt.
Mickey County and other counties at restaurants and were reopened.
And when they told them what all had to do,
they was out of gas. So. You got a place somewhere.
If you got a fire pro on it, you better pay it.
Keep it up and running because if you shut it shut off,
a lot of times there's a bunch of hoops
you got to go through to get it back.
Powered back up.
That's it.
I'm going to say something else about what I have to say about that issue at 20. I understand if an individual owns a property and they want to turn the water off for several months and come back. I understand charging them a big fee to turn it back on. But I don't understand why a new person that's buying this property would have to pay that. You know, I mean, I know it's the rules, but I just want everybody to know where I'm coming from.
It's not my department.
Yeah, I just wanted to clarify that.
If somebody pulls a mobile home off and wants to bring one in, we don't charge them another.
I've already been paid.
What I'm saying is paid in the beginning.
So, me sitting there listening to that, I was like,
they're paying, you know, they're making everybody pay another fee.
Leon's saying he's going to start charging extra fees.
Don't me saying that. You don't. Oh, but I understand why they do it.
Yeah.
I just don't think it should go with the property from now on. Let's charge whoever buys this property another one, can I?
On what? On which one?
I was just trying to get out there. I mean, that's in your department. Someone shuts the power off
to your fire pole.
And then it sits there for a certain amount of time. For them to get it turned back on, they have to bring everything up to current code.
Yeah, so I know some counties do use that as a, in my opinion, they do that incorrectly. We will make sure that it's safe before we energize that back up.
I know there's been a couple of residents in this county that they've double-wise it shut off. Y'all went and walked through it. Y'all got to do this. You got to do this. This has got to be upgraded and all.
It has to meet minimum
before we can turn it back on.
And what we typically see is somebody will buy it. And there's one case in particular that I remember and I recall. And they wanted that power turned on. It didn't meet minimum housing standards. And less than 45 days after we turned that power on, we got those sheriff's office for their rental place being pulled up. They haven't. So they have to meet the minimum housing standards before we can reach out about that.
Thank you, Mr. Leon. Mr. Brown. Motion, WC second, Mr. Stevenson, all in favor.
Yeah.
I thought about that last night. I realized that now. I said, I better run that 5 minutes. So,
thank you, dear. I want to add that y'all are doing a phenomenal job. The statistics is a mobile home burned to the ground in less than 10 minutes. I went to one where helped y'all pull a hose on the other day, and that structure's still standing. So,
thanks, sir. I mean,
y'all were a hindrance. I applaud y'all. I really do.
The homeowner, but we have a job crew to put it out. So
yes, sir.
I appreciate that.
All right, I'm the bearer of bad news. It's that time of year again. Hurricane season. Sir?
Go start now.
There is, just information-wise, there's no storms out there or anything, but every year we have to do a hurricane meeting with a recovery meeting. I laid a flyer on your desk or your seat this morning. So that's June 7th at 10:30 in the morning. It's going to be... I think we're going to have to advertise since the board's going to be there. But it's mainly for the board, constitutional officers, and the recovery partners. So if you would, if you plan on attending or any of the department heads plan on attending or sending someone, please let me know because it's going to be a working lunch so I can get a head count. Yes, sir.
I'll be there.
That's all I have unless you'll have something for me.
Thank you. Mr. Scott.
Good, so I've got a few of my things, no big deal. We did have the acceptance letter for our spring grant that was awarded. I just need the chairman to sign the terms of agreement for that grant. This is part of the motion that you already approved it. So just all be aware of that. We've got that grant to pay for our spring, our maintenance calls throughout the year. On the IT side, have y'all seen all the...
That's on the 911.
That's on the 911.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Thank you.
the Taki stuff, the fiber is moving forward. I don't think y'all have seen all the legwork being done this past week. All the fiber has been laid down the road. It's in all the buildings right now. The fiber's actual technicians come in and do their magic and hook it up, make it
work.
But the fiber, the legwork part of it is done. It is in the ground. On that same note, one of the issues that we've had, Chief Felton, when he left, he was working on a wireless link to the building's own office. We've had issues with that link making it work due to some blockages off of pine trees or something in the way. That link does not work, and maybe it's not able to ever get it to work. I am looking at options, but I have pulled a quote from Unity Fiber. They're still getting, trying to make it official, but it is going to be around $450 a month, roughly, give or take. That's consistent with everything else that we're paying for the other sites, you know, the three other sites that we've added, and it'll be the same scenario where it's connected back to the DOC, just like the other sites are going. When they get the official quote, I'll get it approved, but I don't have the official quote. That's just, I want you to understand that's kind of where we're at. If we do that, we can use the wireless link that we have to power up the solid waste site. And reuse it at another area that will work. We'll have big pine trees in. The only other thing I wanted to let y'all be aware of, kind of the direction we're going, the legislation has passed laws that require us as a local government to take steps towards cybersecurity. So if Angie and I have been talking about that, she's been doing some training with Florida League of Cities. We have legislative requirements to do certain things, but we're going to be moving forward with some stuff that some people might not like. There will be some steps taken that will be training that has to be required, requirements on their passwords that they don't like. They might not like it, but those are steps that we got to do to protect ourselves. This whole network situation is part of that whole step forward as well. And that's also allowing us to answer the correct information to these auditors. Any questions on that?
I got one, Dottie. All this fiber that was put down, it was on county right away, state right away, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I know Ma Bell's, they go there with AT&T and they put them poles up. We're all pretty good about call before you dig, because I would really hate to see some of that fiber that we've...
Yeah, you just put their poles on down the road.
Okay, yeah, some of them identified down through there. Good.
There's one right in front of our office, the extension office. But since they added fiber this way, they'll put some more down this right away.
Okay,
way.
Good.
So they've already got them in the places where they were before they were.
Thank you. Miss Gale. You all not here? Miss Holly. Miss Holly not here? Miss Angie. Thank you, Miss Angie. Mr. Cannon.
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman. I have a few action items of this morning. I will start out with number one. I need board approval for the non-compensable time extension for the change order request number one, the bike path trail on County Road 351A, U.S. 19 to the Nature Coast Trail Road Project. The original contract with Anderson Columbia was for 70 days, and federal highway and the state has approved a 9-day time extension for a total of 79 days. Last board meeting, I requested a 30-day time extension, but federal highway approved 9 days due to material shortage and one weather day. So that's what we'll be approving. So I need action.
Got a motion, Mr. Stevenson. Second, Mr. Mills. All in favor.
Number two, I need board approval. Due to the courthouse construction, I need to move that May 19th night meeting, 6 p.m. for the board down to the school board meeting room. We've already got it. It is available, but due to the courthouse construction renovations there, we need to move our meeting.
Just that one, or you want
to
move
on? I'm going to go to the next one. I'm going to get approval for both times.
Okay. Motion.
We got a motion, Mr. Hatch. Second, Mr. Stevenson. All in favor.
I also request board approval to meet the June 2nd meeting at 10 a.m. to the school board meeting room due to courthouse construction.
Motion. Got a motion, Mr. Stevenson.
Second.
Second, Ms. Mills. All in favor.
Evaluate at that time. Hopefully within 6 weeks they would have it back open. That's kind of what we're understanding to be back here. But we'll evaluate it on June and then let you guys vote on it at that time. Number four, in order for us to apply for some of our grants, I need board approval for the Title VI transition plan. It's ADA compliance with federal government and state requirements. We have to update this every 3 years and post it on our county website. Ms. Martha's done just that. We've
sent our maintenance crews
out to make sure
they had a list.
They sent us of all of our community centers, ADA compliance of doorknobs, ramps. They look for handicap signs, postage, and we meet all that requirements. So I just need chairman approval or signature of that to submit it back to them. We've done what we said we would do. I make a motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Valentine.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hatch. All in favor.
Aye. Information item I have is we had the airport canal system project phase one. We had our pre-bid meeting Tuesday, May 3rd, at our county manager's office. We had 8 contractors in attendance. We went out and done a site visit to the locations down in the timber company property from us to 19 back up to Road 30 inside the timber company, and we should receive bids in the next couple of weeks on that. So I'll be reviewing those with the Stormwater Task Force. We'll be submitting y'all a request to approve a bid. So we're getting close, and hopefully if the rain holds off,
we've already acquired that funding, correct?
What?
We've already acquired that funding for that project.
This is the American Rescue Plan Act money. This is ARPA money from the federal government that we received a year ago. Yes, sir. We have not received, for clarification, we have not received the $2.7 million that's been allocated to D.C. County for flood mitigation. It's the can't think of it right now. The governor has to sign the budget, and then we get the agreements. We haven't received that agreement yet. Been promised to us, but we have not received those monies.
It'll be after July.
Yeah. What he said after July.
For all of them, not just
For all of them.
Including the EMS stations, everything, and all that.
No money.
None.
Money. Okay. Yes, sir. That's the only updates I have at this time, and that's Mr. Chairman. You have something for me?
Mr. Mason? Mr. Osteen's not here. Yes, ma'am.
I got Michael. He did call me before the board meeting. I guess he tried calling everybody, but anyway, I answered the phone, and he said they carried his daddy to the hospital last night, and that's where he's at. He's over there trying to get back here, but looks like we're going to get done before he gets here, hopefully. And y'all did keep his daddy in your prayers, if you don't mind.
Did you elaborate on what was wrong?
Not a whole bunch. It didn't sound the greatest in the world, but said it was pretty serious. Keep them in your prayers.
Ms. Bobby?
I just have a couple things. In your package, you'll see that Ms. Buckman submitted a list for tax seed applications. There's 162 of them. So
I'll just
know that those are coming back for y'all to look at. And, one other thing, I know y'all have had a meeting with your county park attendants, but we were at Barnto this past weekend, and the couple that is over that park had a gentleman there, out-of-town visitor, that had been there for 14 days. They told him he had to leave. I believe he finally left Monday night when he discussed his left Friday. He did not pay one dime to stay there that entire time. So I just want y'all to be aware that that's happening.
To my understanding, he
moved from Barto to Hinton, and
but he started it.
They're going down there now to see if they can find out if he is there,
which
is on his way there.
And he left Hinton and went to Barto. And then they also said there's another resident that's a regular visitor there, and he said he would be bringing his camper like he always does for the entire month. And he'd only be paying for the nights that he stays there. So I'm just telling y'all.
That ain't where it's supposed to go.
Absolutely not. So I'm hoping something gets done.
It's supposed to go there so many days. It has to be moved.
And when they're requested, the park attendants, when they request them to leave like that, we tell them don't get any confrontation. But if they don't leave, then they involve the law. They've got, you know, by the books and
Sometimes they pay and sometimes they don't. You know, when they do that, you either got to put a lien on their camper or, you know what I mean? It's a lose-lose on that situation.
When I stay at Sheridan, which is, I've not stayed in a few years, but I believe everyone there paid that morning.
Up front.
Sir, park attendant does come around. You pay your time, and if you wanted to extend it, like if it's not 14 days,
you paid it then.
You'd pay it then, yeah.
That sounds like a good policy to me. When you go to a motel, they don't let you stay and then pay when you leave. You pay when you get there.
You leave a card on file.
Our people up in Chairman.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
We'll check and verify that. Hutch is already on that.
Have y'all, I had mentioned about getting a layout on how the campers could be parked in there. So, in fact, some of those has been kind of tying up several spots where they park them.
I don't have a layout sheet yet for Carto Springs, but we can try to get some. I know that I thought the meter cans have the actual slot numbers on it, not spot one. And that goes again with the parking tenants telling you, the resident, WC, you can only park this way, and you say, by God, I'm paying here for 14 days. I'm going to park like I have always. You know, so, yes, we will look into that as well.
Cool, Mama.
Can y'all handle that?
Yeah, go ahead.
We can handle it.
We need to handle it. Call them. Call them.
Swing by one.
It's in the works. We've advertised for it. We've got the drug tests in the works, the paperwork. Should be getting there pretty soon. So, again, that would be
what we're going down
on the roads?
Yeah,
it was just about repaired. Okay. That's been closed. That place has been closed due to, you know, issues with that road.
Mm-hmm.
So what he's talking about has just started, I guess, the last couple of nights. Right?
Yeah, that will.
They've continued.
Going through Water River Water Management and everything, just beating down everything.
Going through the property.
Hey, I drive one next golf cart.
Yes, sir.
Okay, but it's... What you got going on down there, and believe me, being four other guys, we do sound like that. And we don't mess with any conflict. Somebody's signing into another, so that one's there.
Good to know. Okay.
Can you say your name?
Yeah, Terry Saul.
Thank you. Jamie, last thing I have, I got this picture from Mark. He forwarded it to me, so I printed it out, framed it, so y'all can hang it on your wall out here.
Okay.
And then Miss Jackie, I think she's got a word or two for you.
Wayne, are you hanging on the wall?
Yeah. How are you?
Good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Budget recap for as of May 4th doesn't include the bills you just paid. Those will be posted today. But it's close to the end of April, basically. Do you have any questions?
Airport's looking good.
Yeah. Well, we ain't even half a year yet, and we've almost 50% of the general fund, looks like.
We're 7 months. We're at 58% of the year.
Okay.
So expenditures were at 45%. And, you know, that's going to be directly, it's one of the things that's going to affect that is when the ARPA money and expenditures kick in, that's going to, you know, it's going to make that look a lot higher too, because it's one-time money, and then
that's where a lot of our insurance comes out of one-time right. monies too. So it'll pull down.
Yep.
And then once right month 12, it should be
If we budget it right, it should get close.
Well, it's just one of those, you have to make sure and factor in when you're thinking about it. But, there, it's like an ebb and flow, but, you know, we're looks pretty decent right in a second. Like EMS is looks a little wonky because we haven't done moved the ARPA money yet, you know, and that's part of their funding. So when we do that, you know, that was just fully approved this past April 30th. So we'll get that moved this next month, and that'll make that look a little. The revenue will make that look a little bit better too. That makes sense. Any other questions or anything?
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Jackson. Anything else, Ms. Okay. County Commissioner items. Mr. James, you got anything?
Yeah, I want this board all get together and try to fix the duck mounter shirt out of the old pile in his hair. Need to do something with it. To get them youngins and stuff off that road with the fishing. That one's put the we're Dwayne and them, we put down there and we got them. I mean, help. I want to push a dock over to where they get off that road.
On the old pilot.
The old pilot. Yeah. No, there at the bridge.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd like to do that.
All the way across.
Yep. All the way across. Yeah. And these two pillars that's gone. I think you use the same old pillar to sell with.
Thank you. Isn't that due to that bridge to be redone?
Yeah, in 2016 or something.
I think
it's 2 more years out.
They're
going plans done. I
can
look on a 5-year plan.
Well,
wasn't they
going to
put in a roadway while
they're
doing the...
We talked about closing the bridge down or either doing a temporary bridge, but I think that the biggest or the most cost efficient would be to just close one road down at a time, like one lane at a time.
Yeah.
I'd like to check with them. I'm 100% with Mr. J, but I don't want us to go down there and put in a gantway on a pile of it right now. And when they go to put in that new bridge, they got to tear it out.
I'll start looking into it, get some options.
Make it a little bit wider and have
some swing on. I would like to say that I'd like to make sure the height of it is no lower than the bridge.
Sure.
Y'all agree here?
Yeah.
It to allow boating access. What about if we just do it halfway out and leave one side open to where, you know, there isn't any. We'll get some options on it.
Yeah.
But yes, if you did a structure there, you wouldn't want to cut off any.
We just don't want to close off the boat access.
Gotcha.
I don't want to have to lay in the bottom of the John boat to go under.
Yes.
What's
that? Out there on 55A at Lukey Evans Community Building, that sign's getting in pretty foul shape. It's rotten. And I'd like to get that sign replaced out there. Is y'all good with that?
I'm good with it.
Needs to be fixed for years and years.
That's all I got.
Mr. Jody? Only thing I got is what I talked to you previously about, you know, that first thought there wasn't no heights under that 305 where that new pavement's been going to go through, and I've located several in that roadway that is there. I don't know how that falls within that project to get those
reclaimed
that ain't got to you yet, that have not. That ain't got no pavement over it.
Correct. They ain't been, but y'all, we think the pavement road.
Yeah. Are you, that's your road. But I mean, that's one right there in that first big curve right there where the road's widened out, and we found one right. I've got some beeps on some metal detectors, but it's so wide I have not located them. But just past them, they is
on
three
that I have located.
On around the corner, yes, that's between the curves.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And there's some more right there, but that rock is built up so high, I'm almost 100%. Okay. Johnny said he remembered them being there, but I ain't found them yet.
Yeah.
But they're covered up. vehicle that the road.
They gonna, what I'm saying, when they go to fix the road, they're going to grade it and put the ditches, they're going to hit them back. And I think they need to be aware that they're there before they get into it. We need to, you know, we need to replace them.
Yes, sir.
Or fix it if it's damaged people.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Majesty.
What are we at as far as acquiring the building in Old Town for the community center?
We go out half done.
Michael called me yesterday and asked could I be available to meet with the surveyor in Chinga, and we was not available at the time. So right now they're on the list to be surveyed. Once they get surveyed, both attorneys, the school board attorney and the Board of County Commissioner attorney, will do the deeds, and they're presented to the board for both the school board to sign, Board of County Commissioners. So right now, specifically today, waiting on a survey.
Oh,
we're closed. I don't know how long a survey takes to get. And once we get that deeded, you know, get the actual legal description. Yeah, that's it. And put that legal description off the survey onto a deed. Yes, sir. But I can't tell you how long a survey would take.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
That's another question. The Chinga Road.
Okay.
When's it due?
We submitted for it to be accepted, and at this time, I don't know that I've got notification that we've been awarded it. Come out of DOT project, a 5-year plan. I have to look back at it, but I don't know that it being awarded.
Can you reach out to somebody?
Yeah. And then every year.
Some roads get very bad.
Sure. And then every year, that would be my recommendation, as just like last year, if we don't get awarded that project, keep it on the list. Keep submitting to DOT for that approval.
Yeah.
Sure.
Leave it very bad.
Yes, sir.
That's all I got.
Well, I got our ticket here from the Swan River Fair for all of us. So I checked in our little account that we have money taken out. We've got nothing to take care of it. So I just want to let y'all know. I'm going to give this to Helen or give it to Miss Angie and say, take care of it for us.
Just to clarify, that's $2,300. That's not y'all's bills, well, 100% of y'all's bills. I promise each one of y'all probably got that much more to pay out of your personal account. So don't think you're free and clear. That right there, since how it's so big in this our account, I'd like to make a motion to pay that right there out of our expense account that we contribute to.
Second, we got a motion, Mr. Hatch. Second, Mr. Stevenson. All in favor? Now I'll give it to Miss Angie. All right, and thanks everyone for coming out. And I think we had a pretty good meeting. And thanks, James. Okay.
The Sid contacted me about the drain field at the library. They didn't give. I'm going to give him some direction on
how they fix that.
The reason that system keeps backing up and failing is
Subway's not servicing their grease trap.
And it's clogging it up.
And it's clogging it up. From my understanding, Subway's not paying anything on maintenance or anything on that drain field that services.
I believe it services
the library, the florist, that whole strip mall. I'm pretty sure goes into that thing.
And the county's putting the bill for everybody.
Exactly.
I don't know how y'all want to handle that.
And if Subway don't start servicing their grease trap or doing something,
they're going to keep it clogged. Every 4 or 5 years, y'all going to be
out there replacing and keep replacing unless y'all
get pumped to a well somewhere.
Across the highway to one of the manholes.
Yep.
I don't even know if it's feasible, but that's just something. I didn't know if the board was aware that everything in that strip mall is going into that facility, and the board, the county, is paying for the repairs.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mr. Mike, you got anything?
What were you talking about?
Drain field in Texas that the library drains into. The county's been putting the bills for the maintenance to take care of it. That services Subway. The floors, everything in that strip mall.
Right.
I think Dwayne said they had tried to get money from Subway before, and they
would say we look into it. They replaced it, and they have not.
See, so we
have to come up. I've talked to Mr. Gainey yesterday. Mr. Chairs has been calling me on a regular basis at the flower shop.
told her the county is not going to pay her for the use of the parking lot when there's no uncertain terms. I did not know till yesterday when talking with Paul, and he wanted to talk to you, but
we're just preliminary looking into it. I mean, I don't know that they all are on it. That's just what our maintenance crew has said. It's what Mr. Jody said as he pumped it up over the years.
I believe the board did tell us, give her some direction for however many square foot of parking lot, whatever a reasonable rate would be in a rural area parking lot, she could get a letter for a tax benefit every year.
You told that, Ms. Church?
I think we talked about that at the board meeting, did we not?
I don't remember.
That would be no money out of pocket. That would be whatever an average. It would be $5,000 a year. She would get a letter. It would be a contribution of kind. And it would be a tax benefit to her. And but then once we went talking about that, Mr. Gainey went to look at it. And she's using our facilities to put her waste in.
We got to verify that.
Right.
Might be something we can work out, what you're saying.
Exactly. Yeah.
Is that all?
Ms. Barbara, you got all the money for the county properties, right? Got that done. So all the land that was sold, the only one we'd like to match, Mr. W.C., we'll close them out. Looking at the land.
Oh, they had just asked me right before you stepped in about the surveys for the school.
Met with Dale.
Dale to land survey.
Just land survey. He actually come over yesterday. He don't do field work, but he come met with me and Chaney yesterday. So he's got the scope of work. He understands the county's going to pay for the one in Suwannee for that survey. The school district's going to pay for the one in Old Town. He said to estimate the time frame on that. He said he is backed up big time. It's going to be about 2 or 3 months before we get a survey. Mm. But good news is he's training Dylan. Dylan's got to take his test.
State certified.
So we'll have us a surveyor, breaker surveyor, to be back in business hopefully within the year, so, which is a much-needed service for the area. The survey is ordered. To answer your question, I met with yesterday. So that is progressing.
I just wanted to try to make sure we got that deal closed out before November.
And I think the quickest he can do it, the better for us.
Sure. I've
been working on that for about 6 years.
And I told him so. I told him the quicker he can do it, we'd appreciate it. And I also
let me illustrate it tonight meeting if we really wanted that for a community center in Mayfield.
And I told him to do 2 descriptions on the school board property at school meeting room. I told him to do a description for the parking lot because they're going to need to be an easement for the school offices to use the shared parking lot type deal. So I'm going to go ahead and add that in there too.
Yeah. Go on the shared parking lot and shared septic system. That's awesome.
Talked to Dwayne Leverett yesterday, brought him to the office. He's saying the septic system is independent. It's a septic system that services only the building that the county get. But now, he did say there's going to be other issues going to have to be worked out with the county as far as the air conditioning controls, because it's centrally controlled, and there's going to have to be a dividing of that somehow or another. There's going to have to be some engineering done, but it does have an on-set effect, according to Mr. Taylor.
Is that it?
Yes, sir.
Anybody else up here got anything? All right. Anybody from the public? State your name.
My name is Bernard Sagerfield. I live on Northeast 298th Avenue in Old Town. They did some street widening on my road, and I was wondering if they were going to come back and finish putting in the culvert at the middle of my block and then come down and finish. But it seems like all they did was take away easement, which is going to create more flooding.
So that's you.
Certain properties, which has already been flooded, and now that we're going into the rainy season again, properties are going to get flooded even worse on my block, which used to be a dry block.
So they come in front of your property and dug the ditches out?
Not in front of mine yet.
Okay.
But it's like up at the
the top of the hill,
mm-hmm.
they took away this van literally right up to his fence, and they widened the highway, the street, and went right up to his fence and crossed his property, and literally just took away the culvert, just widened the street.
Okay. We'll Dwayne, we'll get that.
Mr. Chairman, if I understand where she's talking about, it was the great old cleaning out
yep,
of the industry
yep.
to have water capacity to be on the side of the Lime Rock Road. It's not a highway, it's not paved.
Yep.
Paved right. Highway, right? It's Lime Rock.
It's Lime Rock, but
yep.
the whole thing is that if you had gone out and looked and seen
uh-huh.
it, okay, you would see where Mr. Fox's property has been under water for like the last 8 months.
Uh-huh.
He tried to build a semi-portion bridge so he could access his property. There was some rain. The property went back underwater and he couldn't access it. It finally dried up where he could put more lime rock on a portion of his property. But now that rainy season is coming, the water table being as high as it is already, it's not going to take much for that access that he has. He's going to need to build a bridge, plain and simple, because someone on the back street decides to build a pond and access an underground river.
I don't know about that, Mr. Chairman, but it was cleaned out.
Yeah,
we'll.
It's up behind Mr. Hicks' property.
We'll check into that.
It was up behind Mr. Hicks' property.
Okay, we'll look into that. Anybody else? Ain't got nobody else won't say anything. Motion to adjourn. Motion WC. Second, Ms. Stevenson, all in favor.
Turn on. Hold on.